the other two as well.
All right. WMFO Medford. Well, good morning. It's 11 o'clock. We're at WMFO Medford, and we are, my name is Ron. I'm here with Daryl, DJ Daryl, and once again, thank you for having me on your show. This is 3 weeks in a row now. Give a shout out to the guys at Carte Blanche Breakfast. They were very good, and they're here every week, every Wednesday morning, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. I actually think that I'm starting to think that the show is a bit of a scam for them to just meet girls, because every time we've been here so far, they've had a couple of guests. They've always been different. I don't know.
I'm telling you right now, if that's the truth, I hope they invite me on.
Yeah. So we are just trying to get going here. And you tell me when. Keep talking, he says. So let's see what's going on. Big win for the Celtics last night in Portland. They keep rolling after the All-Star break and doing great. The weather's been phenomenal. Can't believe it's February. And it's just going to keep on rolling right into March, the winter that never was. So we're excited about that. And I actually could have gone on about The Bachelor. My dirty little secret is I actually watch it. but those guys didn't seem to be that interested. So in any event, we good to go? All right. So let's get it start all over again. WMFO Medford.
WMFO 91.5 Medford, Boston. You're listening to the Dance Music Express Music Series right here with me, DJ D, and Ron.
Drive.
pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy yams. Honey coated complexion, using Cabernet. Let's hear it for the girls, she's from around the way. A smile is like sunshine. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. You're sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk with your rayon silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break cards and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Cold flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way. Bobby Brown button on your sleeve. I tell you, come here, you say, meet me halfway. His brother's been popping that yang all day. Around the way, you're like a neighborhood jewel. All the homeboys sweat you, so you're crazy cool. Wear your gold in the summer with your biking shorts. While you're watching all the brothers on the basketball court. Going to the movies with your homegirl's crew. While a businessman in suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss is shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and dining. So we can go out and eat somewhere. We got a lot of private jokes to share. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you, you're from around the way.
I need.
WMFO 91.5. You're listening to the Dance Music Express Music Series right here with me, DJ D, and Ron on the Wheels of Steel. Hey, if there's something we can do for you, send us an email, WMFODJD@gmail.com. Earth, Wind, and Fire, me and Mrs. Jones.
Talking over, and it's time.
Tawa. That's right. Me and Mrs. Jones. I actually said it was Earth, Wind, and Fire, but Ron immediately jumped down my throat and said, you don't know what you're talking about. That ain't Earth, Wind, and Fire. Tower of Power.
That's a great version of that song.
I love that version. It is so, so, so cool. And that guy, the boy, that brother can sing. I'm telling you that right now.
Do you remember who did the original? I shouldn't put you on the spot like that.
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me.
One Hit Wonder.
Oh, my God. Oh, I forget now.
I don't even know for sure. I think it's a guy named Billy Paul.
No. Let's see. Jody, if you're listening out, text us the answer to that question.
Hey, that transition there was a little rough. We're not going to try to sugarcoat it.
You mean how you just ruined all of my audience and listeners? Precisely. I love you. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Technically, we did okay, but we just had a little glitch with one of our new laptops, so we had to switch over and make another maneuver.
We're good to go now.
Yeah, well, I think we're okay.
We're very
yeah,
good to go.
Okay.
All right.
Well, so listen, since we're good to go, how about telling us what we played the last set?
Well, we just did Tower of Power, as you corrected yourself.
Thank you.
Then Enrique Iglesias, Velamos.
Mm-hmm.
Heard from Stevie Wonder at the top and LL Cool J in there too. So
excellent.
Really good set of music and very consistent with the Dance Music Express
Thank
audience.
You very much. I appreciate that. And if you want, why don't you give a couple of shout outs? Do you have any friends?
I do have friends. they're employed, probably not listening. But we will build the audience. You know, I've been doing this training with you, obviously. And then this week we had to sign up for stuff, and I had to choose a name for my show. And I agonized over that. I couldn't think about what... I came up with Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages? That's pretty good.
And
yeah.
then I looked it up online, and it's the name of a cemetery, like a tombstone company. It's true.
Well, listen, that's a very good selection. You know what I mean?
So I'm keeping it, but because I think it describes the kind of music that I like to play and that I will be playing and that we thought we'd be hearing today, if not for the computer situation.
Well, that's all right. Listen, that's just part of the deal, you know.
Yeah.
But I think you did very well. And to answer your question earlier, that was by Billy Paul.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You were right. Billy Paul did that. Me and Mr. Charles, yeah.
It makes me want to do my Barry White voice if I had one. I don't have one, so.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll tell you what's happening in the world out there. Why don't we talk about a little bit about what does that look like? Some safety or something?
And, you know, this week was the first week that the new texting and driving law, distracted driving law, went into effect.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty serious business. I don't know anybody who has been stopped yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it certainly already completely changed my behavior.
Same here. You know what I do? I caught myself again on the way in today. We get that, Jody. Thank you.
Billy Paul, we knew it.
Matter of fact, next time, Jody, I think you're going to have to call in sick on Wednesday and come in and help us out. The texting and driving law, it's very dangerous. And I've gotten in the bad habit of doing, you know, checking my messages or something. It's just a bad situation. So I now try to keep the phone off, or a trick is put it in the glove box or in your briefcase or something. You know?
Yeah, I hope it lasts. You know, everybody's going to be really compliant in the first couple of weeks, and hopefully it lasts because it's a safety thing.
I know.
Pedestrian safety is also something that we're concerned about here. It's a two-way street. That means that both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and also at intersections. We have a doozy right outside here, by the way.
Yeah, it's a very tough intersection. This is a huge intersection, my God.
Yeah. So when you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. That is a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
That's right. A public service announcement right here from MFO 91.5. You're listening to the Dance Music Express music series. And we'd just like to remind everybody, if you want to listen to us worldwide, all you need to do is go to WMFO.org.
That's right.
Click on listen. And you'll catch up with Ron and I on Wednesdays. And, well, we don't know what Ron's hours are going to be on his new upcoming show, but we're all excited about it. And as soon as we get the confirmation and the scheduling, we'll get it out there and we'll produce it for you.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Were you much of a Beatles fan?
I like the Beatles when, you know, when I was younger, I can remember they came to Suffolk Downs.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? Well, I guess that means I'm old, huh? Oops.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Yesterday would have been George Harrison's birthday.
Oh, wow.
So I thought we'd play some.
Okay, great. That's a great idea.
Right here, 91.5 WMFO.
I feel I can't say.
91.5 WMFO on the Dance Music Express, and we take requests here like we always do. And this is for Jerry in Winthrop. Wants to hear this. Big fan of the show. Listens often. Here he goes. Van Morrison.
Laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts that thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl, and whatever happened. Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la
la la. 91.5 WMFO, looking for another nice day today, then some rain coming in later in the week, but enjoy it. This is February.
Disappears. says, give a little bit, give a little bit of your love to me. Cause I'm waiting right here in my open arms. She says, give a little bit, give a little bit of your soul to me. Cause I'm waiting to behold your many charms. Is that love?
Hear that kind of mix of music anywhere else except here, 91.5 WMFO.
Also, Ron, I got to tell you, I do that on our sister station. I do that on Saturday nights, WMWM 91.7. And I've been lucky enough to been asked to join into their rotation up there, and I'm very thankful. So if you want to listen to some of that oldies, tune in to me on Saturday nights, WMWM 91.7.
Very cool.
But
very
right
cool.
Now you are tuned in to Ron at WMFO 91.5, the Dance Music Express Music Series. Ron, what's going on?
Well, let's see. I really like that set a lot because we played something from like every decade, every genre of music, including a band called World Party, who had a really great debut album in the 90s and still gets a lot of airplay, but they were never heard from again. I mean, they do have a couple albums, but I remember seeing them on Saturday Night Live once. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow, that sounds really good. And I listened to it. I've been listening to it for all these years, but they didn't have much of a career. which
one-hit wonder. Or?
Yeah, sort of, sort of like kind of like a one-hit album wonder. Mm-hmm. And then for Jerry in Winthrop, we thank him for listening. I understand he's a faithful listener of
Jerry
Music
is the
Express.
Best. I'm telling you right now. He even tunes in on Saturday nights. He tunes in up to my again our sister station and Jody down in Norwich. He always checks us out and to our many many listeners throughout the United States and even in the other countries. We have him in China and France, Italy. We are so thankful for them to tune in. We greatly, greatly appreciate all of their support.
Very, very much. Did you happen to watch the Democratic debate last night? Not to get political, but it's more about TV.
You know, I was kind of tired. You know what I mean?
I'd like to follow you around one day and figure out what you do when you're not here.
I was really busy last night. I was knitting a sweater.
Yeah, sure. Well, it was crazy. Like the last couple of them have been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the moderators, kind of like the show, had absolutely no control over what was going on. And it was a slugfest. I did
see a little of the highlights on the news. Yeah, you're right. It was funny. It was kind of funny, yeah.
So anyway... big election here on Tuesday in the Commonwealth, right?
That's right.
That's
happening Tuesday, right?
Yeah, so I understand the candidates are all going to converge on Boston for the next couple of days.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
At least some of them. I think there's a Bernie rally in the Common on Saturday.
Okay, good.
We'll see. All right, well, let's play some more music.
Sounds good to me.
Is this going to be from your bag of tricks or mine?
All right. I guess it's going to be yours.
I think you can tell. Love Radiohead.
All right, MFO 91.5, DJD and Ron, kicking it.
Listen to me. They dug me.
WMFO Medford.
She's got the devil.
WMFO 91.5 Medford. Well, that's going to wrap it up for me and Ron. We just got time for one more, and then we're going to be out of here.
Quick hour. Always goes fast, doesn't
it? It's unbelievable, yeah. Yeah. I've been on here, sometimes I've been on here 3 and 4 hours. That's a long, long time, let me tell you.
When I was back in the day, I actually did a 6-hour overnight shift.
Oh, my God.
6 nights a week, midnight to 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. You just didn't even want to listen to the music anymore.
Six straight on the radio for 6 hours. Yeah, wow, yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I always think about this. They let emergency room surgeons work like 26-hour shifts in a row, right?
Yeah.
And disc jockeys can't ever work more than 4 hours. It's
a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's the world we live in.
Well, listen, we're going to check out one more song. We're going to do the Goodnight, Sweetheart, Goodnight by the Spandells. And we don't know where our relief is. We're hoping that they're going to show up. And if not, we're going to stay for a few more minutes, not too much longer, because we've got other commitments today. And we look forward to doing this again next week.
Thank you very much for another chance to sit in with you. And maybe we'll see you next week.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anytime, you're always welcome.
Goodnight, sweetheart, when it's time to go. Goodnight, sweetheart, when it's time to go.